All right, guys, 1, 2, 3, here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. Today's question is I think it's a tough question. I think it's a challenging question because it's one where, even with the answer, so many of us continue to struggle with it. So many of us continue to struggle with sticking to it. And you may be thinking about what it is. I want you to think on it. What is something that the majority of us in building our business know we should do, but we struggle to do, right? Think on it. So you know what season 4 is all about. Season 4 is all about questions. Questions that you have in your journey of building your awesome, badass, super good, super great, whatever adjective you want to throw in there, private practice. And throw the questions my way. I'll do my best to provide the answers, provide support, provide guidance. And as always, this is just one type of answer. There's so many other ones. So today's question is, how do I stick to my no-show fee? Man, let me tell you something. Why is it that so many of us struggle with that? You know, it's such an internal boundary. That question, I kid you not, if I look at all the consulting sessions I've done and the years that I've been doing consulting, that one is always one that is thrown out there. And every single time, there's a connection to the person on a personal level. So one thing I want you to look at, you know, is think about this in a very personal way to you. Outside of the business, outside of as you as a counselor, just personal to you. Look at, why do I have a hard time telling someone they got to pay a fee that they know they signed to pay? I explained the structure to it. Why am I not sticking to it? So that's one area you want to dig into, the singular connection to just you as a person, your life experience, if you will. The other area that we look at how to stick into it is stepping away from you and going more into creating stronger structure in your business where the business can handle that duty and it doesn't have to lean on you. Because, you know, in all honesty, a clinician's role is extremely challenging when it comes to the business side of operating your practice. And it's because of the relationship that we build with those that we serve. You know, we build such a deep relationship. You know, it's so deep. Here's a funny example. You're sitting down with a patient, and this is already sessions deep. You know, they've signed a document that said, yes, I will pay your $100 no-show fee or late cancellation fee. They sign it. They give you that firm handshake. You're good to go. You feel good about it. Well, this particular session, you're sitting in there, and there's a lot of crying. There's a lot of pain. You're passing tissue maybe 6 or 7 times. And the topic is financial struggle. They're going through a difficulty. And man, are they going through it. Right? So you were going to bring up with them last session. Because last session, it was a no-show. And now you find yourself in this pickle. You're like, well, damn. Last session, they didn't show. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about. So last session, they did not show. It was a no-show. And you're like, I got to stick to my no-show fee. So you decide last session that, well, you're going to see them in a few days. So you'll bring that up then when you're in person and collect that. But they're in the session, right? They are crying and they're going through it and they're struggling. So now you're in this situation. And I think that's where it's challenging for us as mental health professionals because we have such a deep integrated role in our relationship with those that we serve. And often it's different. The connection and the strings of connection are different. You know, different than maybe the client or us as a client with our CPA, us as a client with our attorney, us as a client with our physician. Right, you may see your physician, you get right to the point, my knee hurts, 15 minutes, you're out. They're billing you a whole lot of money. And then we're going, how am I doing an hour session and getting this amount? That's a conversation for a whole different day. But you get the point, right? There's all these other professionals out there and they may not go as deep as we do. So then, in all honesty, it makes it challenging. I mean, that's the reality of it. The reality is you're a human being. You're not a robot. You've got a heart, and does it beat? You've got a soul, and does it sing? And your mind lets you know, what do I do here? So I think that is such a core challenge that just digs in there and digs at you. And I felt it. Well, I certainly felt it. And I felt it to the point where I struggled to stick to the boundary. I struggled to stick to the boundary. And I'm honest with you, because if you're struggling, I don't want you to feel alone. The last thing is to want you to feel alone. I want you to acknowledge that this happens to so many of us. It certainly does. And there's strength in numbers, right? That's why group therapy is so effective. It's, you know, you don't feel alone so much. You go in and you go, ah, qué bueno. You know, qué bueno in Spanish means like how good. Like, this is great. This is good. You know, I'm not the only one going through this. So what I've found over time is integrating business structure systems that promote and allow you to engage in this tough conversation. So most of us, we use systems that allow us to have a 24-hour cancellation and so forth. What you can do within your system, and even if you don't have a whole stringed out EHR system, you can create a system that includes someone has a no-show, and then immediately, you know, during that time, you are sending out an email. And that has the details of what to do and a link on where to do it. So it really pulls you away from it. And then when you do the email, you are looking at allowing that email to be sterile, to be very corporate-like. So instead of it being like a clinical sounding email of, I don't know, hey, Bob, you know, you missed today's session. I hope that things are going well from your end. I hope that your day is going well. Let me know what's happening in that space. Just as a reminder, the fee is blank. And just let me know when you're comfortable moving forward on addressing that. And I'm here to support as I can. Right, so that may be like a clinical style email that you send. And what it does is, there's nothing wrong necessarily with it, but what it does is it invites further conversation. Whereas, like, if you go, and maybe you've worked with an attorney, like if I worked with my business attorney, and we finish a consult, a session or a meeting, and it's 15 minutes or 30 minutes on the phone or something, maybe I have a question about something. Shortly after, I get an email, and it's very direct. It may not even say anything. It may just have the invoice and say, here's the amount owed, and for what? Like, invoice, 15 minutes, blank amount of money. And when I saw that, I thought, that's right, that's very effective, because it's clear and it tells me exactly what to do. So over time, I found a couple of sequences that help. Removing a lot of the wordage and going right to the point. And then if needed, you could always include the signature documents that were signed. So again, overall, you are stepping away from the conversation and you're allowing your system that you're creating here to take on that task. The second strategy that could be helpful is, in the very beginning of your sessions, engaging not only in your no-show fee, also letting them know the structure of how no-shows and fees in general, including insurance, is collected. You know, so instead of me starting a session with Bob and Bob comes in, I say, Bob, just as a heads up, let me have a 24-hour notice. If not, there's going to be a $1 no-show fee. That's great. Bob knows it's a $1 no-show fee. I want to add more. I want to say, Bob, just as a heads up, you know, please reach out to us. You can do that by email. You could do that by calling, leaving a voicemail if we don't answer, or texting this number if you do need to cancel. We have a 24-hour late notice. If it's past that point, yeah, the fee is $1. And what we do from the practice side is, we have this email on file. Is this your email? Blah, blah, blah. Yes, that's my email. Perfect. So add that email, and it'll work pretty automatic. You'll receive an email. It'll come shortly after, and it'll have a link on there that you can click, and then you're able to put your payment information in and submit that payment. Done. All right, so what you're doing there is you are you're spending time versus what I know, what I notice is that when doing consulting and I go over this with the individuals building their business, they talk about it, they go over it, but not in the way that we just went over it. And that difference does go a long way. It helps to remove some of the anxiety. It also takes that task off your hand, which is really effective if it's just you operating your business. There's a lot more information here that we can really go into when it comes to no-shows that gets creative, that gives you the opportunity to ensure you're not missing out on that earned income. Because, you know, if you do charge, let's say $100 for a no-show, this is where it's important to look at your business as a business, not a hobby. One no-show fee is $100. And let's just say you slide it. So now you lose $100. No big deal. But in a year, if you 10 of those is $1,000. And you're thinking to yourself, what could you do with $1,000? You'd probably pay some taxes with $1,000. You could probably use it for something. So that's where you want to think big picture. And not always in that small moment and circumstance. My friends, I hope you found value in today's episode. I hope you found value. I want to ask for a kindness, and I know I always do, and I do for a very clear reason. My goal is to grow this podcast, just like your goal is to grow your private practice. And to do that, podcasts require having reviews. Reviews help me. They do. They let me know what you are enjoying about the episodes. They help the podcast grow. I love the kindness. If you're willing to, wherever you listen from, go to that review section. Leave me a review. Let me know what you're learning. Let me know what you're gaining. I know it takes a little bit of time. I am truly appreciative if you're willing to do that for me. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that, and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.